Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Friends.
Just friends.
Yes, it is that time of the week. And look, the crack this week has been 90, but we're about to take it to 100 now because Jen's Friends is happening. It's time to look back at all the best calls and texts of the week with my besties. And this week's Jen Friends are presenter and reporter James Patrice and Triple Threat. Stage, screen, and even on the bleeding airwaves, trying to take my job. David O'Reilly, good morning.
Good. If you could refer to me as my new broadcasting name, which is my initials, DJ Door.
DJ Door.
DJ Door. Oh, in Europe,
that's slam.
What do you think about this?
In Europe, they like to call me DJ J'adore.
So is it 1-0?
Yeah, 1-0 so and a no.
It's not really a door. It's a kind of a.
Shut up, James.
Sorry,
thanks, James.
No, it is DJ Door. Is there an apostrophe? Yeah. No, I've taken the joy out of it. Misery.
You've it.
Apologies.
How are you?
Great.
Loving the looks today. Can I just, you're in a gorgeous Cutie Care Bears t-shirt, yeah. James. You look like you've come from prison. What's with the boiler suit?
Yeah, this is called Jen's Friends, apparently.
What's with the boiler suit?
You're wearing a vest.
That's not what you said earlier.
But there's a built-in shoulder pad with the vest. I know. It's a structured vest.
Thank you.
Which means thought went into it. Or you buy it with the shoulder pad knowing that you couldn't give a...
Yeah.
What you put on in the morning.
I did.
So it's already done the work for you.
She's changed since
you got a dog.
I'm so
did you get a dog, Jen?
Listen.
I did not see you mention that once.
Not once. No, I didn't mention didn't mention the dog once. Come on. Oh, I'm not getting any sleep, James. I'm not getting any sleep.
Well, that's low.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
No, I didn't like that at all.
That was horrible, yeah. I'm a bloke.
Let's talk
can't
about...
Can't have two gays in. One of us has
I
to
know.
Be well.
What's going to go on?
Who's the other gay?
Oh, sorry.
You're... I just outed me on national radio.
Don't tell David's wife. Mrs. O'Reilly.
Okay, this is going to be messy. This is going to be messy. We've never had two gays in the one Jen Friends. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's talk about... videos for a second, right? Because this got a lot of people texting in. So the film censor was in on Tuesday, and we heard from listeners about times and that they ignored warnings on movies like the U rating, the 12 rating, the 15, the 18s, whatever, and ignore that and watch stuff that they shouldn't have, right? That's why film censors are there, to keep us all safe, guys. Keep us all safe. James, have you got a movie that springs to mind that you've watched and you thought, oh, now I can't sleep for weeks, or it's really affected you?
So growing up, would you believe, and it's actually a kid's film, but it traumatised me, Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep for weeks after. And like, it's a fully child's movie. I could not sleep. I literally thought he was under the bed. I was running into my parents.
It is quite creepy.
It is. And it was when he unintentionally kind of slashed Winona Ryder in the face. And then
yes!
He didn't mean to do it. And everyone was like, oh, he's such a riot. And I'm like, even now when I'm older, I'm like, he's not really.
No, he looks like he's
like, he's running at you with scissors. And like, usually a finger is fabulous, but that, they are not.
Yeah, I like him in a certain period of his life. I think in his later life, he looks like he's walking around with a bag of cans and smells of damp.
Yeah. But when he was in like Nightmare on Elm Street, stunning, very handsome.
Was he in that?
Yeah. I think maybe the second one.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that. Okay, so yeah. Edward Scissorhands.
Not for me.
Not for you.
Even now, not for me.
Okay, what about yourself, David?
Well, I actually have an unusual take on this story, would you believe? When I was younger, it wasn't so much a scary film. My mom actually had to throw out a video that we had in the house. At the age of 8, I became desperately obsessed with Steel Magnolias.
Oh. Oh my God, what a blast from the past. This is the movie with Dolly Parton and Julia Roberts, and they have a hairdresser in the back of her house. And
yes, and someone dies of diabetes in it. There's lots of strong themes in it. And my mum thought...
Was it diabetes? I always thought it was cancer.
No.
It was diabetes. Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
And my mum thought it was... The point that really broke the camel's back was when I started quoting the film at the age of 8 to family members. So I remember someone saying something to me and I said, I'm not crazy, Malin. I've just been in a very bad mood for the last 40 years. And my mom was like, okay, that's going in the bin.
That's enough for Steel Magnolias. Okay.
And she threw it away.
Oh, you've just reminded
and
me.
And did she pilfer through the bin to get it? Or
tried,
did she?
Tried, but she went public.
Screaming in the American accent, ripped through the bins.
Malin, where's my DVD?
Oh, actually, it was probably VHS, was it?
It was VHS.
Oh, lovely,
yeah.
Bulky one. Mm. Even better. That would get more of a thud into the bin.
Yeah.
Even more effective for
I
your mother.
It, that's a great movie. Okay. Yeah, see, some films, they have these effects on us, don't they? And they stay with us for a very, very long time. Okay. I want to talk about the Zoom boom because yesterday we talked about young people getting cosmetic surgery and Botox. And there's nothing wrong with Botox.
No.
If you're of a certain age. But you two are such a pair of rides that you would need it, obviously. However. What do you think? What do you think? Would it help confidence? Like you look after yourself.
I would try. No, I haven't got Botox yet, but honestly, never say never. And I imagine in years to come, I would. I'd say okay. So. It's just like for at the moment, I'm happy enough. But it's more so with makeup. It just sits in lines. So I thought I'd find if I was, I might get the forehead done. You know that kind of mm-hmm. way. Some of my friends have had it, and they just look absolutely unbelievable.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's great. So I would never say never, but the whole thing of people saying, oh, it's from looking at myself on Zoom. It's my... No. You're vain.
Yeah.
That's a total lie. Okay. Come on now. Plug in mental health. Like, oh, it affected me. No, it didn't.
No, you're vain.
You just want to look unreal.
That's that could...
Do you know? Obviously, there might be some extreme cases where mm-hmm. people have had to look mm-hmm. themselves like, but no, I just think that's absolute pishroke. Mm. They're
do
making
you ever look,
up.
Do you ever look at people and go, God, doesn't look great on them?
Oh yeah, the lips. What are you pointing at there? I'm talking about every aspect of lips.
I was told by a makeup artist a little quarter mil.
Who was it? Tell me.
Oh, I'm not going to.
We absolutely know them, don't we?
I'm not going to name it.
But you've had nothing. Or Joe and I always say, if it gets bad, I'm going to do a Gen Z and get a fringe.
Yeah.
Hide the multitudes.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? You haven't had one in a while now.
No, I haven't.
And you're looking very fresh.
Well, thank you.
Jen.
I invest in very expensive facials. However, yes. I do get
they
Botox.
Work well.
They
do. You want the ones that penetrate.
Oh, the one that you come out and you're red raw,
yes.
like a slapped arse.
They like keep doing those for a while before you start doing the needle stuff. You're grand.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm terrified of fillers. I would never go near fillers. And
there's no way back. And I always find, you know, you see like not to, you know, cast aspersions, but people that may be in Love Island and they'll say, oh, I got my fillers dissolved. They're still there. Mm. Like they still give a bit of... Bit of
plump,
bulk.
Plump.
So that's one way of doing it, actually. Get the fillers and then appear as though you're a martyr when you get them removed and you'll still have the effect.
But it's
brilliant.
It's frightening the age range people are getting cosmetic procedures now. Like they're in their 20s and 30s. I mean, you need to hold off for as long as possible because the effect, I mean, you're going to have to be getting it sooner and sooner and sooner, and then you look like, as Taryn said, a walnut by the age of 40. So, and that is not a good look, is it? Is it?
No, it's not. And I have to say, being one of Ireland's leading broadcasters now, DJ Dor, I too am also an actor and I have to show more than one emotion. So the Botox is not for me just yet. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that I do partake in a filter or two, to the point sometimes where some of my social media pics, my own parents wouldn't recognise me.
You look like an avatar.
I look like an absolute, like AI has just gone, that's nice. Let's do that. But I do agree with you. It's getting younger and younger.
Yeah.
And my problem at the moment is, and I've said it on this show before, is the great epidemic of Ireland 2023, the eyelashes. These girls are putting sweeping brushes at the end of their lids. They are going to have baggy eyelids.
Well, my issue there is, if you get those lashes, you are undoing all the hard work of your cut crease.
What do you mean?
You know when you do your eyeshadow and you get a beautiful cut crease of glitter across there? Dance with the Stars.
Yeah.
You just lie there and hope for it to happen.
I didn't know it
was
called the cut crease.
So
the
lashes hide all the work.
Yes.
I think it's ridiculous.
It's on it.
They're a different level.
And also, if you don't clean them, they get congealed and they get bits and all in them. And if you're doing things that get bits on, like
it's not
all,
the massive lashes, that the big
thick,
dark
black, and they've got lovely blonde hair, and then they look like they've literally rubbed their eyes in coal and picked up some of the
not
brushes.
A good look. So you're not a fan of that look?
No, I'm all for the few little lashes or an LVL, but don't be getting the full belt.
What's an LVL?
A lash lift.
Oh.
But the only problem is with the LVL, then it prohibits your use of eyelashes. It's all to the place. Okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's a lot
to take in.
But if you want advice, go to @JamesPatrice online. Apparently, has all the answers.
Sorry, she's out. No worries.
All the answers. Yeah. Let's talk about regrets, because on Wednesday we heard from listeners about, you know, those sleeping in moments when your phone rings and you should have been on the Today Show or something, James. And
I'd never
missed.
Do it. I just don't sleep.
Okay.
It's the only way.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
You are like plastic.
Rattles.
You're everywhere.
Thank you. Like your dog.
But regrets. We all have. I have a lot of regrets. A lot of hairstyle regrets. A lot of regrets with work where, you know, I miss my sister's wedding for a gig. I regret certain relationships. I have certain things I've said I regret. David, tell us about your choreography cringe or regret.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, one of those moments where you're working with someone new and you really want to impress them, you know, and you just want to keep your head down and work hard. And I kind of feel like this is something that happened which was out of my control, will I say that. So we were I studied musical theatre, so we're at college and this new choreographer came in and I thought, well, this is it. He's going to book me. He's going to love me. I'm going to be in the West End. This is it. I mean, I did do the West End.
All right, come on, David.
So we were...
Does he have to get it in once per every 5 minutes?
Every story. Yes, actually, every story.
Just to reminding you all who I am, what I am. Anyway, we were in the dance studio and I'd never done pas de deux before. Pas de deux, now, for anyone who doesn't know, is where you dance with the girl and you do lifts. Well, I decided to wear socks. Just socks. Wow, I think I've told this story before, actually, on this show. But when I lifted that poor young one up, we went down with such an almighty clatter that she landed on me like a sack of... So the next day I thought, well, this is... I'm absolutely mortified. The whole room has stopped. I'm going to come in the next day and I'm just going to keep my head down and really just concentrate and really make the right impression. So I went over and I sat on a bench in the corner of the room and the bench broke from underneath me, causing the room once again to stop and everyone look at me. And yeah, so that was brilliant. No.
So what was the regret there? Was it trying too hard? Was it getting out of your comfort zone? Was it just being a lick?
Not wearing slipper socks with the grips.
Being a lick. This segment's called Jen's Friends, just to remind everyone again. Being a lick, and I look like I've just come out of prison in this jumpsuit, she said. Fuming. Yeah, but there also is another one that I told upstairs, and I'll say it really quickly. We're on tour in Australia with Catherine Tate, going around Australia and New Zealand. Dropping that in again as well. CV. I nearly caused everyone to miss one of their flights when we were in New Zealand. And I woke up and I was absolutely mortified. I was so late. And they were like, David, I was like, I'm so sorry. The jet lag has just really taken hold. They're like, we've been here a month. Yeah, so I did regret that, not being more punctual or, you know.
What was Catherine Tate like? Go on.
Come on.
Well, I believe your hubby works for her as
well. Yes, he did.
Did he like her?
Yeah, he said she was lovely to work with, actually.
She said the same about him.
Yeah. They probably had an affair.
They were riding, apparently, on set.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Give me a break.
I feel so. I'm friends with Linda Martin. Suck on that.
She loves her doggies.
She does. She does love her doggies.
She has like 70 dogs or something.
That's your 17th mention of the dog now, Jen? Well done.
I can't help it.
It's fair.
Like him and Catherine Tate. Okay, I want to go to something a bit more serious, because on Tuesday we heard from listeners about stuff you think of first when you come around after an operation or something like that. Because Madonna obviously was in ICU a couple of weeks ago, bacterial infection. She woke up and she said the first thing she thought about was her 6 children. That's a lie. You wouldn't think of something collectively. You'd be
thinking,
or David. You think of one.
Or she'd be like, crap, the face lift didn't work.
Yeah, and then she said, conveniently, the second thought was of her fans and the tour. And then thirdly was the crew that have worked so hard to put the show together.
She's basically like, yous aren't getting paid now. But I thought she is. So let that put the food on the table.
I wasn't buying it.
Not at all.
Taryn was on Newsy Bits and her mom was in a coma for... I think over a month, and the first thing her mom did when she woke up, she was trying to write something. She couldn't speak and she wrote cash. And the nurse was like, excuse me, cash? Cash is the name of the dog. So she lived with the dog. So I get...
Have you a dog?
I actually have a dog. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I got myself a dog. So I'd probably think of the dog first of all. But David, what would be your first thought, do you reckon, if you woke up from a coma?
What's for lunch?
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense though.
Yeah, and have I peed myself?
Yes!
You would be hungry.
I'm hungry all the time.
And then, but the catheter would take care of that.
I know, but my mom had something done last week where they inject something into your body, you know, because she was getting a scan. And he said to her, you will feel like you're weeing yourself. Don't worry, you're not. And she said she did feel like she was weeing herself.
And did she?
No, she hadn't.
No, good on her, good on her. How did your nan react when she saw your uncle keeping watch by her bedside?
Oh my God. She just come out. Every time Nan came out of induced procedures and that, she'd go a bit delally. Mm-hmm. Anyway, one of her sons was standing at the end of the bed and she woke up and she ran him out of the hospital, ran him out of the ward, accusing him of being a drug dealer and cheating on his wife. And she ran him down the corridor.
Wow.
And of all my uncles as well, this one, he wouldn't say a boo to a goat. Is it goose or ghost?
Goose, I think it
and
is.
And he
dog.
ran out.
Dog.
Say boo to Snoop.
Yeah.
And he ran out of that building. Well, his Elwyn ran him down the corridor.
Good honour. I love batshit crazy L1s. That's
my
dream.
They're the bread and butter.
Absolutely. They hold a nation together.
They do.
For future.
That is my goal in life. When I'm older, older than I am, yes, I want to be a batshit crazy L1.
Bonkers. Ruling
like
the roost.
Shouting at people out the car window.
Oh, amazing.
Walking
no
around
fear.
Naked. No fear.
Speaking to the manager, throwing coupons at them.
All of the above. All of the above.
Going to the toilet in the middle of a supermarket. No,
yes.
Too much.
No, I don't think so. I'm down for that. Yeah. James, you have to go a bit deep here because this actually happened to you for real. This is a crazy story.
For real, I had, I nearly died. Yes, when I was 10, I had meningitis. And I was in intensive care for 2 days. And my family were told, you know, he might not make it. There's a very strong chance.
Oh,
could you imagine?
No.
He'd be sitting here insulting you.
Oh, your sister.
Yes, she would, actually. Vanessa would take the reins. She would. But yeah, so they said, oh, you know, not looking great, basically. So,
do you remember that time?
Yeah.
Because I mean, 10, you would.
I do.
What
remember.
Do you remember of that time?
I remember it was just after Christmas. I remember the night before feeling quite sick, but I thought, because I'd eaten all the selection boxes, I was like, sure, but that's what's nothing new there. And then I remember waking up during the night and it was like little kind of red dots on my legs. So my mum and dad drove me straight to Dr. Padiachi, who was the GP at the time, and Lord have mercy on him. And he said, oh, that's meningitis. Now, I always also, speaking of batshit crazy women, this was about 6 a.m. And somehow Dr. Padiachi saw me. So they banged his residential home to get him out of the bed. And as you do, of course, typical, my mother. Mm-hmm. So then he's like, going to Temple Street. So went
good
in.
Honour for doing that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was only because my mum had known the symptoms of meningitis. It was a thing, I think, on prime time prior to that about how there was a bit of an outbreak. There was an outbreak that January. It was all over the country. So she knew the symptoms. So we went in to Temple Street then. And it was literally like Eeyore, like literally cutting the clothes off me. How many fingers are we holding up? Then I remember kind of passing out, waking up, getting a lumbar puncture, all this kind of stuff. But anyway, I was out of it for the 2 days. And then when I woke up, just before this, not to bring the tone down on Jen's friends, but just before I woke up, as weird and cliche as it is, you know, they say your life flashes before your eyes. It absolutely does. I remember I saw my two grannies. I saw my mum, my dad and my sister. And then the next thing, I was in my dad's car and we were driving up the back road to my house. And then I woke up. And then I woke, and they were all, and my mum was there. And I remember saying to Vanessa the next day, oh, Vanessa, I at one point I was in this room covered in glass because I was obviously being highly quarantined as well because I was so contagious. Like, and I remember I said, oh, Vanessa, I saw you looking in at me. I saw you waving in. I said, James, I wasn't allowed to come in. I was at home the whole time. So in my mind, I saw Vanessa. So I'm fully convinced at that stage, you're meant to see people to bring you where you're meant to go, or you're meant to see people that are meant to bring you back where you're meant to stay for a while.
Wow.
So yeah. Weird.
I've never heard that before, but it kind of
it does
makes
flash.
Sense.
If people say it,
it
flashes before your eyes. I fully convinced it.
So you saw all the people in
that I was meant to see
in your life.
Yeah.
So Miriam O'Callaghan saved your life, really.
She did. Yes.
Prime time.
Oh, absolutely.
Prime time,
and that's why even now I always
public service.
Exactly. It's fantastic. Every year for Meningitis Awareness Day, I think it's October, mm-hmm. I always just it's something as simple as sharing the symptoms. Because I'm not like, I've always said there's not a lot of talk about it in Ireland. There should be more talk about it. And you know, one in half of deaths from meningitis are kids under 5, which is frightening.
Oh,
and then unfortunately people who are older, say in college, this is I've heard stories of this, people think it's a hangover. And they'll say, oh, let me friends sleep it off. Then the next day they go in and too late.
Well,
so it's all about,
so the symptoms, so the symptoms are spots on
spots,
like a rash
the leg,
that you don't, you can't, that doesn't go away.
Yeah,
is that right?
A rash that won't go away. Basically, if the rash, I think if it disappears under a tumbler glass or something mm-hmm. like that. And then things that are quite, could be anything. So a sore neck. sore stomach, vomiting, nausea. Random. Very random. And I had very few of the symptoms, but it was the dots that kind of made my parents go, oh, Jesus. So, yeah. So, I meningitis don't work.
Yeah, you're right. If it doesn't disappear,
sorry,
if it doesn't disappear. So if you put a tumbler, look, if you have a, if you wake up with a rash, I would go seek medical attention anyway.
Unless you can get an ointment for it after a heavy weekend.
Wow.
But this was not the case.
Wow.
I just you know.
I didn't know that about you. That's amazing. Well, fair play to you for being so affiliated with meningitis.
Actually, you have to get the word out.
You do.
And the amount of people that would message me, because when I share it, and they say, do you know, and I always say, guys, do one thing, just screenshot it. And save it in your camera roll. Mm. And then you'll have it.
Yes,
you can have a little,
absolutely.
Have a look at it, you know.
Absolutely.
That was a lovely morbid conversation there.
Good.
For Jen's friends. Thank you.
It's an important conversation to have. We'll say it. Fair play to Miriam.
Thank you, Miriam.
On the mayor. On the mayor.
Love bitter Miriam. Okay, look, on Tuesday we heard from listeners about their struggles to give up things that they know is just not good for them. I'm not a quitter, so I don't give up stuff. But where you... ever good at, like, I don't know, Lent, James, or anything like that?
I did enjoy the misery of Lent.
How very Irish of
you. Yeah, and you give up everything. Chocolate, crisps, the whole lot. And your days of respite, which I think only my mother made up, were St. Patrick's Day and Mother's Day. So you could have what you wanted then.
Oh, gotcha.
They were the days off. Mm-hmm. So I also loved a good fast. Mm-hmm. In school, mm-hmm. But like, I was purely to be a martyr and say, I've given up food. But like, come on, you do that now before an event. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no glory there. So that, and at the moment, I would say I've given up very successfully men.
Have you?
Yeah, it was tough. You know,
it's like,
I can't give up the food, mm-hmm. but I can give up the men. So I take one thing out of my mouth and replace it with the... chicken satay skewer.
You're flat out kissing, weren't you?
Oh,
kissing
men. I've never stopped.
Never stopped.
Men, anyone.
How long, do you have a cut-off point? Like, are you like, I'm going to do for a year?
The men?
Yeah.
We're looking at 3-4 now, dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, but you know, and that's willpower. David, you should try it.
But listen, I think men have given up on me. Never mind me giving
beat
up
the slapper
on
over
any
here.
Men out there, I want you. Please get in touch. I'll take James's once he's given up.
We'll rotate them around each other.
Please do. I'd love
but
that.
But that's not a very functional boiler suit now for men.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. This is a
where did you get the boilers here? We need to know.
It's a very, very, I don't know if I'm allowed
you're
to
say it's
the
vintage,
brand,
aren't you?
No, but
very, very, very elite and very stylish. And I foresee
it's not
you...
fast fashion. Is that what you're trying to
say?
No,
it's not fast fashion. Okay. Exactly. Are you in fast fashion?
Yes, the t-shirt is. She's like, Zara. I bought it yesterday. I haven't. I got sucked in when I was walking by. I haven't bought anything for myself in ages because I buy so little. And I just saw that big sale. And I had no kids with me and no dog with me. Did I tell you, got a dog, got a puppy?
Also, a lot of your clothes are probably covered in dog hair.
It's a non-shed.
What's a non-shed?
Don't you dare diss my dog.
What's
again.
The dog's name again?
Never. The dog's name.
To look it up here.
Hang on. What did we call him again? I can't remember at the moment. I can't. Leono. I don't really care about the dog. You know, like whatever.
It's
just, whatever.
It's for the kids. It's for the kids.
No, look, your boiler suit is. Don't ever wear that again on the show. David O'Reilly, thank you for coming in. Where can people give you a follow and when are you next on air?
David O'Reilly official on Instagram, and I'm actually here on Wednesday with
Newsy
Bits, yeah.
Oh, great, you're back on Newsy Bits.
Yeah, and I'm going to wear my other jumpsuit.
No, you do look
you're
amazing.
Right.
I jest. James, what's happening with you?
Back for the Roses Rally again this year. Fantastic.
When is that kicking off?
Would you believe a month?
Okay.
Has he announced Doggy's new co-host? Has he got a new co-host?
I couldn't possibly say. I don't know.
Has to be Miriam.
Oh, but she deserves it.
She deserves it. Give her everything. Thanks, lads.